even before this latest round of snow, we were looking at mid-Friday morning before any meaningful recovery was going to be underway. So this is one of the few times that I would say if you have a flight scheduled this weekend, you just might want to reconsider your plans. I think by 9, 10 o'clock, they're going to be, I wouldn't say a full schedule, but at least things will be happening. Basically, Dulles and National and even BWI was open, but there are so few flights, so there aren't going to be many planes at those airports because they just never arrive. Even if things were crystal clear and the sun was shining at 6 a.m., all of those flights still have to arrive. So say they all land around 7 or 8 in the morning and it takes an hour to get everything turned around and send them back out. Even under ideal conditions, 9 a.m. would be the first you could even look at a normal schedule. I would think we're not going to see anything close to normal schedule until mid-afternoon at the earliest. And just think about, you know, there are 12,000 flights canceled nationwide since Monday. Obviously, a lot of people are just going to give up and not can try to continue their flights. But there are going to be a lot, even with that, there are going to be a lot of people who are stranded. And there aren't going to be many empty seats on these airline flights. So for the people who are still trying to go, finding an empty seat is going to be like striking gold here, I think, between now and probably even Monday. It's just going to be a tough go.
We all remember those images of, like, the de-icer being sprayed and the runways being cleared. They just instead now just cancel a bunch of flights and wait out the storm. Would you say this is a generally better way to operate?
It's really hard to say. I guess it depends on where you stand with your flight plans. It's certainly, you know, and we have seen a couple of incidents where there have been a lot of cancellations that it turned out to just be rain at a certain airport or something like that. So it can always come back and haunt the airlines in a way they didn't expect. But remember that Valentine's Day storm with JetBlue many years ago now. We still remember that. They really that didn't turn out well for them. I saw pictures of Atlanta Airport, the hardest hit airport, and the airport was empty. There weren't many. There were some, but there weren't many people in cot sleeping overnight. It wasn't this big mob scene like we may have seen in the years past. So maybe it is better to cancel the flights and keep people at home. But if you're a traveler, especially here in Washington where we have so many tourists, if you're trying to get 3-4 extra nights hotels, that's not cheap.
Most of the cancellations are at hub airports.
They are at the hub airports, but, you know, it's been a long time since I don't know if I've ever seen anything like this. Whether you're at Roanoke, Virginia, or Bangor, Maine, or Charlotte, or Washington, or New York, 50, 40, 60% of the flights are canceled. Almost every airport from Georgia to Maine, because those flights, even in the small cities, go to the hub. So if you're flying anywhere from Georgia to Maine, it doesn't look good.